Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday before the Ascension, and from the United States we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled Transforming Sorrow to Joy.
This is a reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take that joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Last Sunday, we heard a reading from the first letter of Peter, where we were exhorted to always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for a reason for your hope. I would suggest that we have the best possible reason in today's gospel, another passage from Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. Jesus assures them and us that no matter the severity of suffering or the unbearableness of grief in our lives, we will know joy when he returns. Our hope is in that promise, and in the promise that we will never be abandoned or alone. The Spirit will come, the Paraclete, to be with us. The Holy Spirit of God will be a continuing presence with us and within us. We all have had some moments when we have felt close to despair. For example, serious illness, our own or a loved one's, or the death of someone very dear to us and we feel we simply cannot live without him or her. Any situation in which we feel we cannot go on. How do we carry on in such circumstances, called as we are sometimes to bear what feels unbearable? Those are personal situations that I just mentioned. Sometimes we despair too over the communal, like a whole people, as in the nation of Ukraine, or thousands of migrants seeking asylum at our borders. The list is disturbingly long. Jesus uses the beautiful image of a movement from anguish to joy in a woman's birthing of a child. So it will be for us. An old American folk hymn came to me as I reflected on this scripture passage. It's called, "How Can I Keep from Singing?" And the refrain sings these words, "No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. If love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?" Indeed, when the Spirit of love rules in our own hearts and throughout the countries of our world, and we hold on firmly to the God who is our rock, who is love, all kinds of tumult and strife, other words from the song, can be transformed into joy. Pope Francis recently said it very clearly in an address to the Pontifical Commission that addresses questions of abuse. He said, and I quote, "The terrible sense of loss that many experience as a result of abuse can sometimes seem a burden too heavy to bear. We are called to keep in mind God's creative power to make hope emerge from despair. End of quote. That is the joy of the gospel. How can we keep from singing?